Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your opening bell for August 1st, 2025. So the first thing I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take it over to CNBC because they're giving us the employment numbers, especially revised numbers coming in. And if you're watching this channel because you want to figure out what's going on with these things, this is some breaking news, folks. So we got tariff news, but the biggest news we got right now is on the unemployment. So I'm going to take it over to Rick Santelli at CNBC to give us the breaking news. And then when we come back, I'm going to show you market reactions to this and my comments on what I think is going on behind the scenes and what now do I think about the Fed. So let's get over to Rick Santelli and I'll come back and let you know who I am, what I do, and especially what's going on in the markets, folks. So Rick, take it away for me, buddy.
Rick Santelli here with the big breaking news of the morning, the big July jobs report. Non-farm payrolls up 73,000. Definitely a bit light, but maybe it's the Goldilocks. We'll have to see how the market moves. 73,000, that would be the lightest rate of the year. You have to go back to October of last year to find a lower non-farm pace at 44,000. Now, the revisions, here's a biggie. The two-month revision, minus 258,000. That is
200 missed. It was revised down by a 250,000 people. How do you do that? I'm going to bring it back to Rick Santelli. This is going to be huge news, folks, because now it's going to say, well, Mr. Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman, you're missing it. You're behind the eight ball. So now I'm going to have to float over to the government's piece of this and the president saying, Fed, you're going to have to do something before the market really cracks. This is huge numbers, but there might be a silver lining behind this. Let's go back to Rick Santelli to give us the rest of this data because this is a huge miss. And then we also had tariff news today that's also going to affect the markets. Take it away, Rick.
A biggie. Average hourly earnings on month-to-month basis come in as expected, up 0.3. And if we look at year-over-year perspective, up 3.9. That's important. That's a 1/10 higher than expected, 2/10 higher than the 3.7 in the rearview mirror. And that 3.7 was the lowest year-over-year earnings rate going back to mid-21. If we look at the hours worked at 34.3, that's up 1/10. That's a good thing. The unemployment rate moves up 1/10. It moves up 1/10 from 4.1 to 4.2. And this makes it the 1, 2, 3, the fourth 4.2 read of the year. To find a higher reading, you're going way back. You're going all the way back to October of 21 when it was 4.5. Now, if we look at labor force participation, comes in 1/10 light, 62.2. That's 1/10 light in the rearview mirror and expectations. 62.2, to find a lower number, you're going back to the end of 22. And finally, the underemployment rate, which is called U6, that 4.2 is called U3. 7.9 on the underemployment rate, that would equal where we were in March. To find a higher one, you're going to February. What's the market doing? The market and interest rates is moving lower. Why is it moving lower? Because of the big revision would be my guess, and maybe partially due to the light non-farm, but it is the revision. We have moved down quite a bit. We're at 432 now. Pre-number, we were hovering around 439-ish. And if you look at where we settled last week in 1/10, it was at 439. So we're now down about 7 basis points on the week. A two-year last week closed at 393. It is now down 10 basis points, and that's after closing at the highest level yesterday in the short end since mid-June, of course, of this year. Pre-opening equities, they're moving a bit lower, but they haven't made new lows in the Dow futures yet, so we want to monitor that. Joe and the gang, back to you.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. I'm not on Truth Social, but I'm waiting. We're going to hear something about too late, are we not? It's imminent. But this gives everybody, something though, Rick. It gives people that hate the tariffs are killing the economy. People that want interest rates to come down, see, I told you so, the labor market's weakening and there's no inflation. This is going to give everybody on both sides of all the issues just a bunch of stuff to that they're going to point to as evidence. I'm waiting
just
for Steve
one thing
State.
To throw
He's
out
working
there,
on it
I
right
don't
now.
Get
He's
all
typing.
The minutia. I don't get all the minutiae. I get to gloss over what just comes across the wires. But one thing I will throw out there, one of the key factors of this administration has been trying to pare down the size of government. So government hiring is included in this report. So to see non-farm payrolls lower, to see revisions, shouldn't be all that shocking, at least in terms of how much government roles have played in these numbers. Need to point that out. And in terms of the unemployment rate, 4.2, that's definitely an uptick, but still, historically speaking, well-behaved. Those are my two cents.
So it makes quite sense what he was saying, because the government, we know the government had massive layoffs, massive people taking early retirement. So could that be what's coming out of the market? I don't know. But it's 250,000 people that are revision. So that's what we're going to focus in on. And then we do have Trump sends a blitz of tariffs across the kind of the world at this point. We kind of knew that was coming. Ranges between 10 and 15%. I think all the major players got signed up so far. So this is probably the outlying fruit. So we won't focus in on that too much, because I think we're just focusing in on kind of the major players in this environment. So let's get over. I just want to show you this. Here's what the market's doing. MBSs are up huge. We wanted them to get, well, I always want them to get to 100, and we are this close to it. So if you're out there, I'm going to talk right now to people that own their house. If you're looking, if you have a mortgage on your home, this might be an entry point for you guys to at least focus in on refinancing. So I'm going to give you a website on my a link on my website to show you how you can upload, you know, some data to us so I can monitor your mortgage for you. Because what happened, you know, back about 6 months ago and about a year ago from now, the market had a similar situation like this. Let's go back. I'll show you. Go to a 1 year chart. Okay, so the higher this thing gets, the lower the rates. We had back in here September of 2024, where a lot of people, really should have taken advantage of those low rates, because when this is high, that means the rates are the lowest they were. As this comes down, believe it or not, this is an inverse relationship. The rates go up. So here's what you're seeing on the bond markets. This is what you have to focus in on. So as this continues to rally, look, if you went down here, when the market was closed at 97, now we're at 100. You know, basically, that's 300 basis points adjustments. Huge market move. It's over 1% in the interest rates. So right now, this is what's happening in the market. If you want to get into a position where you can refinance, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of information here at the end of this video. So stay tuned. Also, for those out there looking to buy, I'm going to show you how we can monitor your rates and actually compare your mortgage rates with 33 other banks. So we'll get to that in a second. Let's get over to see how the stock market's faring. It's the un-Cinderella day. Across the board, we got the equities down. The Dow Jones was down 300. Now it's down over 400 points. S&P, NASDAQ. Here's the kind of head scratcher here. The market, when the Federal Reserve came in and didn't cut rates and then said they weren't going to cut rates for months, the market crashed down 300-400 points instantaneously and then came back a little bit. So now with this news, I'm thinking, okay, weak jobs numbers, that's going to kind of throw right into the Fed's face to say, folks, you guys are going to have to do something now. Okay, so now the market's down again on this, knowing that, well, this is probably a catalyst for the Federal Reserve to cut rates. So a little bit of a conundrum there that we want to focus in on. But I think a lot of it's too is the Trump tariffs, the weaker numbers. Let's go over to the earnings reports. We had earnings coming in this week from probably the most S&P 500 companies that there is. So this is probably the biggest reporting week. I think it's one of the biggest reporting weeks. Let's get over to this. Here's what I want you guys to see. The strength of say the companies right now. Okay, so employment's starting to really crack, but is it the government numbers that we're going to see? That's what we want to focus in on. So they'll break down the private and the government work and so forth. So we'll focus in on that as soon as that data comes out. But now let's look at the health of the corporations out there to see, are they at a point where they're starting to really hurt? And they might have to do some pullback, meaning starting to let go some people. And then that'll be a catalyst of basically just, you know, the economy going down the shit chute quick. But let's get over to our Thursday, because we don't have a lot of reporting today. But let's get over to the Thursday's earnings reports. Here's what we got last night. If you look through here, there's 18 companies that reported on the top of this. Okay, that there's more here, but I just want to show you the 18. What I want you to focus in on, this is earnings per share. Okay, if there's a red, it missed. If there's a green, It did well, you know, here across the board. Yeah, if it's gray, it didn't report for some reason. So here's what we got. We got two out of 18 companies that didn't farewell, I guess. So that's what we had yesterday. So that's telling me the corporations are in pretty darn good shape right now, or at least the S&P 500. Let's get over to see what we see today. Here we got 2, 4, 6, 8 people reported so far today. Only one didn't meet or their expectations. Actually, the other ones exceeded their earnings estimates. So if you look at corporate earnings, they're looking pretty good. If you look at the whole economy at a glance, which we'll look at right through here, here's the numbers that we're focusing in on, or here's the numbers that the Fed focuses in on. They control this right through here, the federal funds rate. It's 4.25 to 4.5. What we saw this week, here's kind of the outliers for the week. We got all this data this week, so let's go through how it fared. We had inflation, the inflation that the Federal Reserve monitors, it went up to 2.6. Well, this it went from 2.4 to 2.6. This was a little bit of shock in the market, but a lot of analysts were expecting inflation to go 3, 4, 5%, you know, due to inflation. I'm saying it's going to uptick 2 or 3 ticks, okay? And that's what we're seeing right through here. We're up 2 ticks from when I expected this to take place. So I'm expecting inflation could get to the point of 2.7, and then kind of flatline from there. Unemployment rate ticked up, okay? And there was a huge miss. So what is that miss? Is it government workers? What is it? Or is the economy really starting to crack? Well, corporate earnings isn't telling us that, so we're going to continue to watch the jobs market. Thus, that's what the Federal Reserve's watching. But the Federal Reserve's only watching the unemployment rate right now, and it just ticked up, and there was a revision of 250,000 people that aren't working. Well, that might say, okay, Fed, you probably need to do something before it's too late. So let's get over to, well, one last thing. GDP came in this time. It was a negative 0.5 last time. It's a positive 3. So across the board, a good economy here. Inflation's a little bit ticking up, but it hasn't skyrocketed. And you got to remember, we had tariffs in here. All right. And the unemployment rate ticked up 0.1. This is the miss that I don't think the markets was expecting. I don't think they saw this number as being a big miss this time. But I think the revision, like Rick Santelli said, that's a huge miss that we're seeing there. Let's go over to the CME Fed Watch tool. This might be interesting. What's the Fed expected to do at the next few meetings? Well, the next meetings throughout the next year. Well, remember, the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5, right through here, folks. So let's get over to the projections. The next meeting we have coming out is in September. What's the expectations here? Well, September meeting, September 7th, there is now still a 67. This changed. This was under 50% yesterday when some of these numbers came out, and on Wednesday, now this spike up to over 60, almost 70% on a rate cut in September based on this breaking news on the employment numbers. So today's market's going to be jobs, or where are the jobs? And that's going to help the markets quite a bit. We got MBS is up 57 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to go down. You might see a 6 point. We're going to be in the 6.6 range here today, folks. So remember, if you're out there, you're stuck at a rate at 7.5, 8%. How can you get out of this? How do you refinance? Let me explain who I am and what I do. Stay tuned for 1 second. It's interesting. I work at a federal bank. So I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. Yes, I work at a federal bank. That's where I work. Unique thing about our bank, and we have this slogan, one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan and rates to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, we're set up with 30 lenders. So folks, I can do your loan here at the bank, but if there's a lender that has lower rates, a better product than me, maybe even lower fees, I can use their programs. One of the programs out there is if you're looking to buy a house right through here. Do you know you can get up to $7,000 if you have lower income based on your area median income? If you want to see if you qualify for this program, up to $7,000 if you're buying a house, click the video. It's going to go over through the end, and it's going to give you a map to show you where you can go, plug in your income, and see if you might be able to qualify for that program. If you're looking to refinance, okay, this is the people I want to talk to right now, because you can do something right now. Get prepared for a refinance. Okay. If you're at 7.5 or higher, 7.25 or higher, you got to get prepared. How do you do that? Go to the refinance tab. Okay. What I want you to do is put in your information here. Tell me what your mortgage is right now, what the rate is, what kind of mortgage it is. What rate would you be interested in refinancing? What's going to happen is as soon as the rate hits that, I will be reaching out to me. I'm not going to sell your data or anything. It'll be me personally reaching out to you saying, okay, Mr. Jones, the rate hit 6.5%. You want to review the numbers? Yes, Dan, let's review the numbers. Okay. Here's what they look like. We're going to save you $400 a month. It's going to cost you $2,000, but you're going to skip 2 mortgage payments. Okay, Dan, sign me up. That's basically what we do. So that's how we work it. So if you want to me to monitor rates for you, check out right through here. But if you've already locked in or you've already got quotes from different lenders, let me compare them to the over 30 lenders that we have. Just go to the loan estimate tab right here. Click it. Upload your loan estimate in here, the best loan estimate you have. I'll do a personalized video right back to you to let you know, are we saving you money on fees, rates, or both? Hopefully, if we're saving you on both, you move over to us and tell your old lender to go pound it because you found a better deal. But if they have a better deal for you, I'm going to be the first one to say, God bless you. You did a fantastic job. Stick with them. You're in a good position. Don't look back. Just go ahead and close and you're okay. But just make sure your lender's being fair with you right through here. So check out our loan estimate review right through there. So folks, I'm expecting rates to kind of come down pretty decently today. You might even see maybe a 0.125 reduction across the board. So I'm expecting us to be in the 6.6 range. Is 6.5 around the next corner? It just might be. So I'll be back later today with a live event going over what data we have next week coming in and also a market recap of today and what we saw throughout the week. So check out later today. I'll be live at 2:00 to go over the markets and what we expect next week in regards to the markets and the markets' reactions. So thanks for watching, folks. If you can do me one huge favor, if you haven't yet been a subscriber, please subscribe down over there. So every time I post a video, you get an alert. And also it helps the algorithms. It make me help other home buyers and home owners find me throughout YouTube. So thanks for watching. God bless. And I'll see you later this afternoon. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.